Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam Eastbound Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview, the Swill Merchants. We also have a segment from John in the House, and of course, more amazing music from our local talents. All right, so John and I, we went to catch a show back in February at the Wolf Bar. So we interviewed the Swill Merchants near a dumpster because that's how we do it on the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right. And at that show, Sugarcane was playing. So we're going to start off with Sugarcane cruising for a bruising, and then we're going to get to the Swill Merchants interview. Enjoy.
I take the blame, I skate away. please take the blame or skate away.
We're here at the fabulous The Wolf Bar out in Maple Ridge tonight, on location to interview a great band from Vancouver called The Swill Merchants.
That's right.
Can you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit where you're from? And
yeah, for sure. I'm Tom. I'm the drummer. I'm from Calgary originally, but I've lived in Vancouver for like a decade, pretty much.
I'm Malcolm. I play the bass. I'm also from Calgary originally, but I've also lived in Vancouver for nearly a decade.
I'm Brian. I play guitar and sing, and I've also lived in Vancouver for nearly a decade.
Where are you from?
Victoria.
No, you're not. You're from Beijing.
China.
Shut up.
China.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
I went to high school in China, yeah.
So you could speak Mandarin pretty...
Yidiendian. A little bit.
Losing it day by day.
Since you guys played the show tonight, how do you feel about your band and how it's been progressing over the last 4 years of being together? Is it?
Well, Malcolm's
I'm new.
Yeah, Malcolm's okay. New. Brian and I have been playing together for almost 8 or 9 years.
I see.
Without a bass player or a lead guitar player for probably 6 of them. So yeah. Now we have a bass player. Our guitar player wasn't here tonight, but he's normally here. So we finally have a normal 4-piece band. So we've been having a good year. We got second place in Liveaxe's like Best in Vancouver competition a couple months ago.
Congratulations. Wow.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, pay the right people and you can win prizes.
So yeah, we're working on an EP right now, recording in basements, and we won some studio time, I think, for that competition. So hoping to make some. Hoping to make some moves.
Woohoo!
Yeah, thanks, boss.
Cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where you guys from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You feeling generous if I bought a cigarette from?
Oh, good. That'd be great. That's very kind. No.
Okay. My next question is. With your recent new album, did you release a song recently?
We haven't released anything yet as us four, the three of us playing tonight. Like Tom said, I'm missing our guitar player. We haven't released anything. We've just been hacking away at some demos here and there.
Okay. But with your practicing together and rehearsals and stuff and all that, have you noticed a positive change in your music, how you're bringing it together? Like, are you finally getting together, melding together as a
Definitely.
Unit?
I feel like, these two had a lot dialed together. Like Tom said, they've been playing a lot together, and a mm-hmm. lot of these songs are, like, kind of old, apparently. but I'm, like, pretty new to that. I joined, like, last summer. And I definitely feel like the first, like last fall, summer through fall, I did not really know what was going on half the time. A lot of the time I was up on stage just like winging it. But now I feel pretty good about all these tracks.
Well, that's good because that's a good sign that you're getting it together. And who has influenced you to be the style of music that you're playing today? Like when you're learning?
A lot of the classic rock classics. I like Bob Dylan a lot.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
And some of the country guys, I like their kind of tongue-in-cheek lyrics and whatnot, and that influenced me a lot.
I can see that because you're country rock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of ballads and stories that you're telling.
These guys would play a lot of funk or anything if they're allowed, but I can only play three chords, so you stick to country rock.
I'm a huge Deadhead, honestly. Grateful Dead is what I listen to a lot of the time, as most Deadheads do. And then a lot of, primitive guitar finger-picking stuff, John Fahey-style stuff, but that's less influential on my bass playing.
if my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. When there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, you can choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da da, la da 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 da.
And I don't know, drummers, you just do whatever comes your way. So, you know, Brian has me in train beat hell, just playing train beats all the time. But I've learned to love it. And I like old heavy metal, too. I play in a heavy metal band. So.
Oh, what's your other band?
I call it Grey Tide.
Awesome.
Look out for that one.
Yes, we'll totally play some of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Beneath me.
Actually on Spotify, but anyways, this is about this.
We're underground.
We're getting on Spotify soon.
Wonderful. Yeah, I like that. A lot of bands you go to see, they are actually so versatile. They play in other bands as well. That's very common, and it keeps their musicianship up, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Well, does DJ Betty have any questions?
Okay, tell me about one of your songs.
Oh, I think our Bohemian Rhapsody is a song called Hungover, Hungry, and Horny. It's the greatest song I ever wrote. It's about being hungover, hungry, and horny. Semi-autobiographical.
Awesome. And did anyone tell you that you look like Ned from The Simpsons?
I used to have like hair like down to here, and I didn't look like Ned Flanders at all. Then when I cut my hair, I got that. A lot. And it doesn't help when I'm wearing my green sweater that I've got on.
It's awesome. Yeah. And did you know that there was a Ned Flanders metal band in the States?
What? No.